Games from the Front presents a World War Cthulhu campaign. All right, let's see. Today's the 25th, and we played 2 weeks ago. So who can bring us up to speed on where we left, what happened, and where we left off?
I don't think I can. I wasn't there. I think I passed out in a brothel.
I think I can do it. We picked up from finding, and this was, I was gone the previous week, but from what I understand, this guy, one of our objectives, what was his name, Cell?
Yeah, Rene Cell, yep.
Rene Cell had been scouting out the museum that we were looking to get into that the Germans have been busy at.
And for the record, I went through the notes, and I think that's actually the second time you've seen him there.
Okay.
Yeah, when you guys were scouting out early on after your arrival, he was there too.
Well, we were serious about it this time, so followed him back to his hotel, and I believe Oliver, Hugh, and myself tried to fast-talk our way into the hotel with poor results, and but still managed to find out what room he was staying in, and confronted him in his room, and we had to pull our guns eventually to do that. But then found out that he wasn't interested in talking to us unless we joined him in his cause, which we kind of half-heartedly played along with, unconvincing to him. And we found a book, trying to remember what the book had in it.
Yeah, what was interesting about the book was that it was, I believe it had an Arab text or Arab language cover, but inside it was written in Hebrew.
That's right.
But you haven't really been able to study it yet.
Right. We wanted to go back and find somebody who could perhaps translate it. I believe we called back to headquarters in an attempt to find help with that. We took the guy with us back to the safe house, because we didn't want to leave him there since he was one of our targets and we weren't sure what he was going to do. He's harmless enough to, not involve in our plans, but too harmful to leave on his own devices. So. And I believe we left off there when we went back to the safe house.
Hey, guys. Sorry I'm late.
Hey there, Jeff. No worries.
Good evening.
Hey, Hefe.
Children who didn't want to sleep.
Hefe. Let's put them in the sleeper hold. Let's tell them, shh.
Yeah, Kyle was just bringing us up to speed, and just finished up. And, yeah, we're back at the safe house. You've got the five investigators and Rene Cell and a handful of, perhaps not in the room with you, but, you know, a handful of the partisans who are the resistance group that are helping you out. And I think at the time you were in the process of grilling Rene, or I don't know, Oliver had a plan or something like that, but he is with you. And earlier you had, I believe through a series of either psychoanalysis or something, you had determined that this guy is kind of a little bit off his rocker, but that should be pretty obvious anyway because of the stories he's been telling about the sleeper and joining him and great amounts of wealth, which seems to be attractive to Rene. All right, so you got this guy. Do you have any other uses for him right now? Or are you going to perhaps hand him off to the guards?
I thought we pretty much exhausted every effort to recruit him.
That's kind of what I recall. He's kind of like off his rocker, isn't he?
He was skeptical of anything we were telling him.
He's loony.
Yeah.
Well, just gone insane, I think, already.
Did he say why he came here from Alsace, or is he? This was the guy who came in from Alsace, right? So he came.
Yeah, he was here seeking people to follow the sleeper, kind of like trying to recruit people to his cause. He seemed to be independent of the Germans, and equally suspicious of them as we were.
Right, yeah, I think the only positive news is our three targets are not all working together against us, but we couldn't really leverage that into any additional advantage. So here we are.
Here we are.
Give me a second, guys, just a second. I gotta handle something, just a second.
Do the Germans know who he is, or is...
I suspect they probably know of him. I don't know if they were aware that he was in Rennes because, none of us, I guess we weren't really looking though, but didn't see a tail or didn't see him under any other observation from the Germans.
Right. And we threatened to turn him over to the Germans and he didn't really seem that bothered by that. Although again, maybe it's because he's crazy. So,
and well, I mean, he did seem he seemed more like it would be a problem for his plans more than putting him in any personal danger if we turned him over to the Germans. Like he just seemed like it would just mess up his plan. That was what he was upset about, not about what they might do to him.
I got a sense to some extent that he probably knows more than the Germans or is coming from a direction. He's clearly acting on the behalf of an old one. Whereas I think the Germans are trying to
find more nationalistic visions.
Yes, they're coming from a different direction.
Lebensraum.
Yeah. How can we utilize Cthulhu to expand the Reich versus how can we help Cthulhu take over the world?
Mm-hmm. All right. Sorry about that. Hmm. Okay, so sound like you'd exhausted your time with Renee. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A couple of guards, the same ones who took the hospital administrator a couple days ago, come in and escort Renee out of the room and to the back part of the safe house where there's some place for safekeeping, perhaps even in the basement if they have one, a root cellar of some kind for the time being.
Shovel in a bag of lye?
Yep.
Could be.
Could be.
All right. And for the record, it's, I'm trying to remember, I think mid-morning on Friday, March 14th, 1941.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we have to figure out a way to get into the museum and get into the basement of the museum.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll go crazy and die. Those are really the action items. We have, so.
Well, I think we're all going to go crazy and die, but
ultimately,
it is called Cthulhu, but weren't we going to also see about, I forget where we left off on translating the book that we found, weren't we going to have some help from headquarters?
Oh, we were going to communicate with headquarters and see if they could send us some help. That's right.
I thought we did already, and that maybe that was the last thing we did.
We were going to send a message by the next plane that went out. We didn't want to use the radio.
Okay.
Right? Am I remembering that right?
Yeah, that's the way I remember it. You've only had Renee, and if we're talking about the same tome, the same... same book, you've only had it for, an hour or so.
Right.
And so the time to get him and get back, perhaps you've handed off that message and there might have, I think there's some other bits of information for N. But you expect it's probably gonna be a couple days before that message would turn around to anything back to you guys based on the way that you've sent it.
You said the text was in Hebrew?
Correct.
Correct. Do we want to see any underground, like there must be an underground Jewish thing going on here, I would imagine. Maybe we could try to see if we could recruit an underground rabbi or something.
Yeah, you probably have the option. You could track that down yourself, or perhaps if you wanted to reach out to Eves. And
I don't know if a German looking for a rabbi in underground World War II would go over so hot, but
right. Yeah. Well, potentially Father K might know somebody.
Yeah.
Who would be able to assist. And he's already in on to what we're dealing with to some extent. So I say we approach him, see if there's anybody who knows, maybe he reads Hebrew. So
did he disappear to the basement too?
Yeah. He was working with Robert.
Yeah, he's in the house somewhere. Working with Robert.
Or Robert's so was I. I remember that's where I left off.
Yeah. He's in the home somewhere.
Finally pulled yourself out of that sponge bath and contributed something to the operation. It's good stuff. So I guess Oliver's going to go talk to Father K and see if he can find somebody to help with the book, unless someone else has got an idea.
I think that's a good idea.
Okay. So yeah, you approach the father, and he kind of laughs for a moment and goes, another book. Well, you guys are quite the bibliophiles. What can I do for you with this one?
Well, this book is extremely interesting because, as you notice from the cover appears to be written in Arabic. But upon opening the book and examining it, as you'll look and notice, it certainly appears that the inner writing is Hebrew. And unfortunately, that's something that I'm not in a position to translate. I'm not sure if you're familiar with reading Hebrew or if you might know a trusted source that could assist us. I believe there's information in this book that may help us understand about the sleeper and about removing the danger to your community.
He looks at you and says, interesting. Not something that I can do myself, but we've got a little bit more work with Robert on this other book, and then I think I could perhaps find someone to help us with this particular book. And at that moment, you guys hear a gunshot coming from the back of the house.
Nice.
A loud crack. If you can make a listen roll, everybody make a listen roll.
I'm gonna use roll 20.
Listen,
I think I passed. Hugh has a regular success.
Yeah, so does Duck.
Robert
Eric.
Failed.
I had a hard success. Not a double hard, but a hard success.
Okay. So not extreme.
I don't know what everyone's talking about. I didn't hear anything. So
we know you're
very, very strange.
Yeah, you definitely all hear the gunshot. For those of you who had a regular success for the listen roll, you're pretty convinced it's coming from the direction where you expected Renee and the two guards to be. And Kyle, you said, or Grant, you said you made a hard success.
Yeah, I rolled a 26.
Yeah, you also hear
out of 55.
You also hear a thud of some kind that you suspect is probably a door. An exterior door swinging open or flying open.
Oh, somebody's running, making a break for it, I think. Or breaking in.
Let's run to the sound of the guns.
Somebody's coming in or going out.
Run to the sound of the guns.
Yep.
All right, so
pull back.
Draw weapons.
Draw pistols.
Draw pistols and Head towards the noise.
Okay.
The banging sound.
Yeah, so the it sounds like the whole group is going out there. Even the father is a little shaken. He's standing back, and obviously letting the armed brave souls, take the lead on this. And you basically run through the back of the house and end up, in the kitchen area. And there's a modestly sized kitchen, but it opens up into a good sized kind of farm style dining room. And you see, there's the two guards. One of them has got, the pistol in his hand, and it's kind of like fallen to his arms have fallen to his side, and he's looking down on the ground, and on the ground is the other guard, clearly dead, with a large, bullet wound and a shot wound in his head. And the guard who's standing is, he's shaking and trembling. And you also see the exterior door leading from the kitchen is wide open.
And we don't see Renee anywhere.
And he's clearly in some sort of mental shock. And no, you don't see Renee in the room.
I'm going to run out the back door and look in all directions and see if I can spot him.
Okay. Yeah, you make it to the doorway, and Renee is clearly visible, and he's probably, I'll say 20 feet away, 20 yards away, and it seems to be making a break for a line of trees,
can I tell, does he have a gun?
You don't see that he has a gun.
Okay.
Did I say that right? From what you can tell, he does not have a gun.
I can't tell. I'm going to run after him.
Okay.
All right. Who else is fast? Ish. Because Hugh's not. Hugh has a limp.
What are we looking at here? Dex?
Move rate?
Yeah. Mine's an 8. I don't know what that means.
You're pretty fast. You should.
Mine's 8 as well.
Okay. Mine's 7.
Yeah, 7's about standard, and 8's pretty good.
So all right. Well, I'll run after him as well.
Yeah, I would send those and...
Do I have a clear shot at him? If I wing him, maybe that will help us.
Yeah, wing him in the back of the head. Way to go!
Well, I will try and wing him. You know, I'm making no promises.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you've all kind of, unless someone didn't want to, you've all kind of made it through the door. Robert was the first one to see him, but you're all pretty quick enough that if someone wanted to, you could probably take a shot at him.
I'd like to do that because I'm a good shot. I'm
trying to remember what the range on those pistols are, but
just don't shoot me.
Well, you said he was about 20 yards.
20 yards.
Range is 15 yards in these pistols.
Okay.
Is it?
Yeah. I've got the 32 autos that we have.
Yeah. So I think for the extra range, you'd have to do it with a penalty dice. Let me double check that, but I think that's the case.
I guess I can still try. I'm still a pretty good shot. I'm at 85. So.
You can go twice your range at a hard success. You take a shot at him?
Yeah.
Okay.
So am I rolling 3 dice?
Roll 3 dice and take the highest of the 10. Two 10-sided dice.
And I roll an 87, so I missed by 2.
or his head explodes.
You see Renee's shoulders kind of jump as he hears the crack of the pistol and the bullet whiz by.
Eric will shoot his as well. Okay. He's got a 75.
Bloodthirsty, okay.
Could chase him down, maybe, guys.
Well, we're doing
whatever. This guy had plenty of chances. Screw him.
Yeah.
All right. Same, this guy. Same deal. One penalty die.
One penalty die. Okay. Take the highest one, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Thirty-seven on. Look at that. That's a hard success.
Nice.
Excellent.
I thought I was the crack shot.
Not when you're rolling 88 yet, or 87.
Well, you know what? I did that wrong, actually.
That was only missed by 2.
I was actually, don't take the penalty die. You just have to have a hard success. I'm sorry. I double penalized you.
He had a hard success with a penalty die. Boom!
Boom. Kyle, what did you have? Do you remember what you had?
Me? Actually, I rolled a 57 without the penalty die, which would have hit.
Was your best.
But not a hard success. But not a hard success.
Okay. All right. And was that Eric? Was that Eric you were firing?
Yep.
Okay. So you got a hard success, so why don't you roll a D8?
D8.
Nope. Here's my...
hold on while I get my notes.
Okay.
Get out on my phone.
It's like we've got Rex in Canada.
There's an app.
You want me to roll a D8 for you, dude?
I got it. It's a 1.
A 1?
Didn't really need the D8 for that.
All right.
Maybe it'll slow him down.
You hit him in the pinky.
Yeah, it looks like he hit him in the hand. And his arm snaps forward because you've hit him from behind. And
you made him go faster.
You made him go faster, yeah.
But he's leaving a blood trail.
Yeah.
That's right.
All right, so yeah, we can consider this rounds, I guess. So that was Grant and Eric. You guys kind of had the drop on him. Let's see what is his. Let me ask Oliver and Hugh and Robert. What are your plans? Are you going to shoot or are you going to chase? I'm going to give anybody who shoots. You get a shot first, and if you're going to chase them, then we'll go to the chase rules.
I have to get a hard success.
Yeah, straight up with a straight up roll.
No.
or luck, or you can throw luck in there too.
No.
Oh, you're no.
Oliver's going to chase.
Okay. You.
That's what you. That's
what you. Qualities. Okay. Robert, what are your plans?
Is there if I shoot, does that mean I'm slow? I'm going to start farther back in the chase?
No, not necessarily. We'll pick it up. I mean, just pulling the pistol.
If there's no penalty for shooting, I'm going to shoot it.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right.
So you need to. Right.
So I'm just going to regular. I'm going to do it in, what's his face? Let's see. So I need a hard success.
Hard pistol. Success, and this is your. What do you get, 65 with your pistol? Yeah.
Something. It's up higher than that, I thought. Yeah, I don't know. It's 65.
Your rifle's off the charts. But
yeah. Give me a fucking rifle. Why guns? I'm trying to use roll 20, fancy thing.
Yeah.
Night.
Where did it go?
Tim's off to bed.
It's this fancy thing, and I said to hit the button, but I gotta find the button.
Is that what your wife says?
Firearms and boom.
The button. Hit the button.
It is a fail.
Fail.
It tells you right away in red.
Okay. Yeah, another shot whizzes by his ears. And okay, so I need everybody to make a roll of some magical kind. We're running by foot, so make a con roll. Let me know how you do.
Ooh. Oh, damn. All zeros is 100, right?
That is 100,
that's
yes.
Bad.
I think I trip and I break my femur.
I pass. I rolled a 35.
Oliver is in the zone. He is double hard running.
Double hard.
Double right. Plus run.
So, Oliver, you passed, you said?
I got a double whatever the extreme success is.
Yeah, just for this case, just pass is fine.
Oh, great. Of course.
Yeah, of course. Chase. You wasted it on the short chase.
Waste an 8. Right. On
I passed also.
All right. So basically what we're doing is we're establishing your move value. So if you pass your con, you get a +1 to your move. So Oliver, you're at an 8. Grant, you said you passed?
Yes.
You're at a 9.
Robert failed.
Robert failed, so you stay at, you're at -1, so it's 7.
Get a load of American athleticism, boys.
You failed, so you're a 6.
6, yeah. Yes. Uh-huh. Limping along. Limping my knee's sore.
And Eric, how did you do?
Failed.
You failed, so you're at a 7.
Yep.
All right. Yeah, I really need to do a visual for this, but we're okay. All right, so basically, let me get this down. So who are all my sixes? We've got Hugh at the back.
The rear of the gear.
All right. And one slot in front of you is Eric and Robert. Seven. And then we've got, who's my eights? We've got Oliver. Eight. And then we've got Grant in the front. So this is all just establishing the chase. And then Grant, two spaces, so to speak. Think of it like a Candyland board game. Two spaces in front of you is Renee. The distances don't really matter. It's like how many boxes he is ahead of you.
And he's, are we within the 15-yard range, though, if we keep shooting? That's the question.
Yeah. So basically, each turn, you'll get to decide. You'll get an action. And you'll get an action based on your relative difference to the person you're chasing. So Grant, for instance, you're at a 9, and Renee's speed is a 7. He failed his roll. So you'll get to take two actions. Okay. Oliver, we get to take one action. I'm sorry. You get 1 plus 2, so you actually get 3 actions. You're super fast. Oliver would get 2. Eric and Robert would get 1, and Hugh would also get 1. Because he's less than. And so an action is basically you can run a space, you can fire a gun, I might throw some barriers in front of you. But right now it's pretty clear open ground in front of you. So you're probably, you know, running and distance-wise, you're at a little bit disadvantaged if you wanted to fire from this range and also while moving. Right. You could certainly try, or you could probably close.
That's what I was, so you say I have 3 actions. Could I take 2 actions to move and then 1 to fire when I'm closer?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah. Okay. And so basically, you know, you can we just had 3 actions. So yeah, you could move 1 space. You're in open ground. You're booking along. You can move a 2nd space, and then you're basically in the same space with him. And so you can actually take, you could take a point blank shot at him as your 3rd action, or you could try to tackle him, or you could, I don't know, run past him.
Come into the boards. Do it!
Yeah, I mean, you suspect that perhaps even the minor wound of, that hit his hand has either stunned him or slowed him down, and you've covered a lot of ground, this open firm ground, and you're basically on top of him now.
I guess since I'm this close, I might as well, we're going to catch him, so I might as well tackle him as opposed to trying to shoot him and accidentally killing him. So I think what I'll do is tackle him. I don't know if I need to take an action to put my pistol away, so I've got both hands free.
Yeah, no, I mean, you can manage your pistol. And so
I'll see a gun on him. Does he have a gun as he's running?
No one's seen any guns on him. Okay. Yeah. Seems to be unarmed, as far as you can tell.
Right. So I will attempt to tackle him.
Okay. So we'll treat that as kind of a normal maneuver roll. But because you're coming up from behind, I'll give you a bonus die. And we'll both. So basically, you roll and he rolls, and if you beat him, then you're successful. You wrestle him to the ground.
So what am I rolling against here?
Your fighting brawl skill.
Okay, which is a 25. So maybe I should have shot at him. but I do get. I roll 3 dice and pick the lower.
For the bonus die. Yep.
Well, neither are good. So my lower was a 69. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so yeah, at the last moment, he he turns and actually sees you gaining on him, and as you lunge at him, he manages to change directions and continues on his way. Okay, so you guys are kind of basically in the same spot, but your round is over for this round. Oliver, you're even a further step back, so you've got two actions at your disposal. And you're four boxes behind, so to speak.
Just going to try to close distance. I'm assuming that none of the rituals I've learned are the types of things that you could actually do while you're full on sprinting. So,
I mean, you remember there's kind of a verbal component and there's a motion component to what you learned.
Right.
You could stop and, use one of your turns to cast. I think that we expected that right to be, you could do that pretty quickly, but I think you do have to be kind of motionless.
At this point, I'm just going to try to close distance. If I feel like he's going to get away, then I'll try to cast. I'm trying to remember which one we actually ended up with. Cloak of Fire.
Yes.
Let's see. Ooh, increased movement. Mm-hmm. Flame Bolt.
Magic missile. You have a magic missile in there.
This is, we're supposed to have fun. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna try to do Cloak of Fire.
Cloak of Fire. I picture a Liberace cloak full of sea. All
right. All right. So Oliver, you've got basically two kind of actions at your disposal.
It says casting time is one round.
One round. So here's what we can do. You can, close one block and then cast, or you can cast and then see how it turns out.
I want to cast because if I get increased movement, then who knows how much I'll close.
Exactly. Okay. Fair enough. You guys start to scratch your heads as you see Oliver slow down, and I know Oliver, say something spooky.
Spooky. I bring Trump. The fire.
Trump will win a second term.
Right. Terrifying.
Oliver raises his arms above his head and starts to shake violently for just a brief moment, and you hear him muttering something, and if I remember correctly, you had some sulfur and charcoal that you've thrown into the air like LeBron James.
Nice.
And he gets a flaming orange wig.
Let's see. Oliver, I need you to make a pow roll.
Pow. Let's see what happens here.
Sounding like you passed them.
These are new D10s, by the way.
Uh-huh. Because the other ones were
sound
broken.
Like they're working so working real well for you.
Yeah.
Clearly it's the roller, not the dice.
Yes, I think that's probably the situation. Yeah, I fail. I'm covered in sulfur and charcoal, whatever.
All right. Well, actually what happens, you start to feel the power starts to course through your veins, and you start getting very hot. And your ears start to burn, and your temples start to throb. You feel as if you're losing control of your body, and you start to fear that if you don't do something, if you don't get this under control, the pain is becoming insurmountable. So, your choices are, you need to get that down. Would you roll?
An 82.
Holy shit. Okay. I need you to get that down.
Disco fever.
Can you get that down to a hard success? 25? I don't, yeah. What's your luck? Your luck's like 30 something, right?
26.
All right. You've lost control of this spell, And the,
nice.
The
bye, Oliver.
The
dude.
Hey, ask for Cloak of Fire, you receive Cloak of Fire.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm on fire.
Guys, you actually start to see Oliver literally smoke. Smoke is starting to emanate from his skin and from his hair. It's like smoldering. Oliver, roll a d6.
Five.
Holy smokes. Okay. You have 10 magic points. First of all, you lose all 10 of those.
Boom.
Your magic points are gone to zero. And you lose the remaining 20 in hit points, which I think you're at 11. So you are at zero. You burst into flames, even setting the ground on fire around you. That did not go as planned.
I think I will not cast
Cloak
of Fire.
Seriously.
All right. So let me... I need a special chart for this.
Burn, baby, burn.
Let's go Inferno. All
right.
So my next character is going to be more of like a fighter.
He's definitely going to roll better.
He's going to stand guard and yell in German.
Oliver, I'm sad to say that your damage is more than your maximum hit points. You are no longer with us. You are deceased.
Oh, no!
Oh.
So as we're running, we literally just see Oliver burst into flames. Fall down.
He does a little shimmy. His hands are above his head like he's dancing or something. He chants something, and then whoosh! Totally engulfed in flames, black smoke.
So these are powers not to be used lightly.
No going out for a jog and casting
the enhanced movement. Oh.
Yeah.
I hope everyone appreciates me engaging in this demonstrative exercise. That's the dangers of this stuff.
We know what spell not to use now. Thank you.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Magic missile.
Sad to say. Okay. Hmm. With that, and you. The remaining characters, you presume from what you've seen that, you know, obviously you're shocked. And in fact, everybody except for Kyle make a sanity roll. And sanity. Oliver, you don't need to make one. you're good.
Sanity.
Eric fails.
Oh, I fail. Ouch. Oh,
goodness.
Oh, good lord. Roll 20 sucks.
All right, so Eric, Hugh, and Robert, you guys all failed?
Yeah.
All right, 1d6, sanity points.
1d6, ouch. 2.
1, hey!
Hang on, get my d6 out.
You said
hit point, obviously?
You said 2, Eric.
6? Oh, man.
So, Eric, you're down to 34.
6.
Robert, you're 1.
I got a 2, I'm at 43, I think.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, no, I got a 1.
You
got a 1.
Okay, so 35.
So I'm down to 59. No, I'm not. Sorry, I'm down to... I was looking at my original sanity.
Yeah,
I am down to 42.
42. So you lost 6?
I lost 6.
All right, I need you to make a... Hugh, I need you to make a intelligence roll.
You want to fail.
The three of you all gasp. Oh, my God! Oliver.
Oh, of course, I have a hard success.
Yeah,
on the intelligence roll.
You guys are all too smart for this. You know exactly what has happened. The full weight of Oliver's grisly demise has struck you with full force. Let's see what happens to you. Okay, Hugh. You are not sure what caused Oliver's demise in terms of who caused it. In fact, you start to be very suspicious of your fellow investigators. For the next handful of rounds... The next six rounds, you are very paranoid. And you in fact start to see the rest of the party as the real enemies.
Hmm. And knew it the whole time, you bastards.
I think the old man's off his rocker.
Fuck. Kraut.
All right. Well, this is
once a Nazi, always a Nazi, eh?
This is Eric. This is going well. it's okay.
We killed Oliver, and he was even here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we usually say that for people who aren't here. And I will point out, it did take is this session 20? Yeah, 19 and a half sessions before we had our first character death. So well done. Yeah, that's true.
And it's pretty much his fault.
And
it is. It's pretty much his fault.
Probably literally self-inflicted.
Probably should have read the rules about spells.
Whatever.
Downside
the bright now, just in case.
He was seduced by the dark arts and all that it had to offer. The power was too seductive to pass up. But he has paid the ultimate price. All right, Eric, you're a. You are beyond range of your pistol at this point, but you do see that you see Oliver burst into flames. You see Hugh shudder for some reason. You see me need a drink of water. I'm getting emotional.
Smooth.
Oliver, so sad.
Hardly knew ye.
It's so much potential, young potential wasted.
Oh yeah.
The academic world will never recover. So Eric, your options, you've got, really basically only a single action, at your disposal right now. About all you can do is close or mourn the death of your colleague.
Well, it's kind of, you know, in game terms, I'd probably try to close, but in reality, if I saw this guy go down in flames, I'd probably stop. I'm not sure.
This is where we find out how sensitive you are.
Yeah, so...
Is it very obvious he's dead? Is he like little ashes on the ground, or...
I mean, he still has a... Yeah, I mean, he's yeah, that's a good question. I mean, I would describe it. He's engulfed in flames. You hear some screaming, but it's quickly dying. Perhaps you see him drop to the ground. You know, his body he's still got a body form. It's a pretty intense, and I'll also say this. The flames, you can even tell burst from his insides. Like, you know, they shot out of his, you know, like the flame burst from within. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It didn't like come from the skies or anything.
Like he had a lot of beans.
Does he smell like barbecue?
Could be.
So I'll assume in my mind that I think, who knows, maybe this guy did something to Oliver. I don't know exactly. So I'll try to close. It's obvious the guy's toast. So.
Fun intended.
I will, I'll try to close the bad guy with thin gun firing range, because I'm going to intend to try to kill him.
Got it. All right.
Tonic anger.
So just an observation. Our Canadian brothers are quite full of themselves tonight. Are they all reveling in their sniper two-mile shot?
I could take them out one eye. Yeah.
That guy was such a camper, though. I mean, really?
I imagine that round coming down like an artillery shell down through the top of his head. You know? Yeah. Like fire it like a mortar.
Oh yeah, it would have been at that range.
So I'm going to try to close this guy, and then when I'm within gun firing distance, I'll shoot him.
Okay. You're still a little bit further out. You've got a little bit more ways to go before you be within range or reasonable range. But you can close a little bit, Robert.
Gonna close, baby.
You're gonna close. Okay.
Oliver, my friend.
Avenge me.
Yep.
Yeah.
Robert angry.
All right.
I probably have a better idea what happened to him, because if I heard him chanting, I knew what he was doing.
Hugh, mm-hmm. you've kind of lost your mind a little bit. This is your first of six rounds of paranoia. What would you like to do?
So I'm behind everyone, right? Like,
yeah, you see everybody kind of running away from you. You do see Oliver burst into flames.
And
I'm going to continue to follow them, but I'm going to hang back.
More than Oliver.
I'm going to continue to follow them, but I'm hanging back a bit. I'm making sure that I have everyone else in front of me so that no one's behind me.
Okay. Got it.
But I am, like, keeping pace with them, or trying to anyway.
Got it. You
gave me a leg.
Yeah. It's like, did I see what I just saw? I can't believe it. Who did it? They're out to get me.
All of them did it. Those okay. Bastards.
Jealous
of my upper classness.
Oh, and I did skip, inadvertently, I skipped Renee's turn at move 7. And he's actually not quite in the tree line, but he's just about the tree line. And has kind of run beyond Grant a little bit, but just one space. All right, and it's a pretty heavy woods. It's going to take some work. If he makes it in the woods, it could be difficult for him, but it'd be difficult for anybody chasing him too. All right, Grant, you are up. Couple different options. For all intents and purposes, Renee is still in the open. You could take a shot from here.
If I'm close enough, I'm gonna square up and shoot the bastard, because okay. My brawl is not great, so my shooting is much better.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, you've got a handful of actions, so let's if you don't mind, let's say that two of those actions you can use to kind of steady yourself from the run, mm-hmm. and just take a normal shot.
Okay.
Yeah, regular base range.
And I roll a 50, which is not quite a hard success, but a regular success.
Okay. And D8, I believe.
Yep. And I roll a 1.
You shoot his other hand.
Yeah.
His other pinky.
Congratulations. Okay, and you have another action. You could actually just kind of move adjacent to him if you'd like.
Yeah, I guess I can move up closer.
Okay. And you'll both be in the... He's probably going to make it into the trees this turn, and you'll be just behind him. All right, how are... Let's see. Okay.
I'm picturing that Austin Powers scene. You shot me in the leg.
Yeah. You shot me right in the arm.
Oh, the other arm.
All right. Eric and Robert. What were we saying? You guys had one. I think the rest of you all had one action, right?
One, yeah.
All right. So, Eric and Robert, you guys want to keep running?
Yep.
You're basically keeping pace with the group ahead. You start to think that maybe you'll catch up when they hit the trees, but you'll see. Not quite sure yet. And Hugh?
Mm-hmm.
You want to keep...
I'm following.
Got it.
Treacherous bastards. I think I only have one action, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'll just move up one square or whatever towards them.
Okay. And Renee makes it to the tree line and starts to dig his way through the thick forest there, and
with his wounded hands.
Oh, yeah, he kind of turns his body sideways and disappears into the forest. He's made it in. It appears to be without much difficulty. All right, Grant.
I guess I'm following him into the trees.
Okay. What did I roll?
Because I'm still moving faster than he is, so.
For sure. Yeah, I mean, what'll happen is if you don't make it, you'll have a couple different, opportunities. Let me take a look here. What's a good one? Just give me a straight up dex roll.
Alright. Oops. 11. doesn't help if I roll the dice onto the floor. Let's try that again. I rolled a 5.
5, okay.
So I guess that's an extreme success.
Yeah, it's quite... Yeah, you actually make it into the forest quite easily yourself, and you actually surprise Cell, who is... He's made it through as well, but he's not quite having as easy time as you are. There's a lot of low branches getting in people's way, trees of different heights. The ground is uneven, and roots are exposed throughout, making difficult passage. So you have two other actions.
I guess I'm going to try and shoot him again.
Shoot him again. And is this your fourth shot overall?
This would be my third shot.
Third shot. Okay. I think we've got 8. I think ammo is 8 on this one, or
8. Yeah.
Let's see. Yeah, it's 8.
All right. And take a bonus die. You're in the same box. We'll call that.
All right. Point blank. And I roll a 19, which I believe is an extreme success. 19. Yes.
Well, extreme would be 1/5. So let's take a look here.
And my extreme is 17, looks like.
Oh, it is on your pistol. Holy smokes!
No, yeah, you're right. I rolled a 19. I'm saying.
19. Okay, so really.
So it's a hard success.
Hard success. Okay. Yeah, straight up D8.
A 3.
All right. And you tag him in the shoulder pretty good. I mean, he's got 2 bloody hands and now a bloody shoulder. At that point, he slumps against the tree and one of the trees and says, no more, no more, in French, whatever that is.
Ça suffit.
No, there you go.
You burned our friend alive, you son of a bitch.
So you're waving the gun in his hand, or his face, and he seems subdued. You've subdued him with a couple good shots. Eric, Robert, and Hugh, you've seen these two disappear into the forest. Would you like to catch up, or do you have other plans?
Yep, catch up. Catch up.
Yep, me too.
Okay, with a little difficulty, you get through the first, about 10 feet into the forest, and you see Grant standing over Renee, who's slumped on the ground against a tree, and you've caught him. He mutters some swear words under his mouth, but he's clearly defeated and not too happy about it.
All right.
Well, I guess we bundle them up and bring them back, shall we?
Yeah. Okay. You're going to drag them back to the house?
Should probably go check on Oliver.
Yeah. We should probably
gag
him, too.
I want to get my marshmallow stick out of Oliver.
Out of his ass.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, yeah. You guys are brutal. All right, so yeah, you drag Renee back to the safe house. And there are smoldering remains of Oliver. I don't know what you do in this situation. You could put him out, I suppose, but
should we cremate him?
Well, we should probably bury him. I mean, or bury the ashes.
What's left? Yeah.
Scatter his ashes somewhere.
I'll kick his ashes around.
Yeah, and as you guys make your way back to the house,
stomp.
You see Father Kay, and he's. Stark white, based on what he's seen, just happened. He sees the bloodied cell, and he saw what happened, or the aftermath of what happened to Oliver. And he's, oh my gosh! And he's doing certain religious gestures and perhaps saying a prayer. And you actually see that he's actually got some blood on his hands. And on his outfit, perhaps he's been tending to
the guard.
The guard who was shot.
Yeah.
Okay. And you make it into the kitchen that you exited from earlier, and the guard who was still alive, the dead one is still there. This is only a minute or two of chasing and burning and shooting. The dead guard is still there on the ground, but the other guard who was alive, he's kind of slumped over in a chair, and the pistol is on the table that he was holding before, just kind of sitting there, as if he placed it there himself.
So Hugh speaks up. He's like, "Why did you shoot him?"
And
then I turn to the others and I go, "You're all in on this." Why did he do this? Why did you tell him to shoot the guard? Why did you tell him to let Rene run?
Are you just saying that in general, or are you saying it to anybody in particular in the group?
I'm sort of looking at the group and sneering at them.
I don't know what you're talking about. We just chased down Rene, and he must have done some sort of, I don't know, black magic or something on this guard to make him shoot his buddy.
Robert just raises an eyebrow.
And Oliver's gonna do some otherworldly stuff for a second, so I'll be back in a minute.
Does Hugh have his gun out still?
Oh, Hugh has his gun out still. Mm. I'm just sort of, I have it out. I'm not, like, threatening anyone.
Brandishing it.
Yeah.
Brandishing it.
And the guard who you've also kind of inquired to, he's like, je ne sais. I don't know. And he kind of buries his head in his hand, and rubs his temples, clearly shaken.
So Robert's going to grab Cell's hand, turn him, and shove his wounded shoulder into the wall, and say, "What did you do to him?"
Perhaps you see the power that is given to those who serve him. Perhaps you are having second thoughts, no?
Is there an open wound in his shoulder? Can I stick my finger in it?
Sure.
So mean.
Sure.
Who's having second thoughts now?
Bitch.
He's screaming and somewhat chuckling at the same time, but clearly in pain.
All right, I lay off. And I'll look back at Hugh and go, "Does that answer your question?"
So I point my gun at you and I say, "No, it hasn't. All it proves is that you're a brute, bloody brute."
And Hugh, your six rounds of insanity are kind of coming to an end. So you're starting to second guess what you were thinking. But
can we make it six more rounds? Because I'm having fun.
Yeah, I mean, you can be suspicious of him anyway. That's
well, yeah, that goes without saying.
Yeah.
So how long have you had these dreams about your mother, Hugh? Yes. Robert's going to, like, be surprised that he's pointing a gun at him and say, "What's wrong with you, dude?"
I shake my head and I'm like, "I'm not actually sure." I sort of let the gun kind of... I lower the gun. I'm not feeling myself right now.
All right. It's understandable, I suppose. That was pretty gruesome. But, you know, I think I heard Oliver chanting. I think he was trying to use one of those spells we learned.
Oh, yes. Yes, I suppose he was. That would explain it then. Bloody fool.
Pretty much.
Oliver, I mean. Not me.
And as you're talking, Renee kind of straightens up in the chair he sat in and says, that is what happens to those who do not serve him. Those who meddle in ways that they do not understand. Who try to control forces that are uncontrollable.
Can I try and knock him unconscious? Or put something in his mouth?
I was going to try and gag him. Because he should be gagged from here on out, obviously, because he can,
use
magic against these guards.
Just hard enough to knock him unconscious.
Yeah, I mean, if you guys want to...
Yeah, a gag's fine. Let's do a gag.
Let's look for a kitchen rag or something to shove in his mouth.
All right, so you've bound and gagged him. What do you want to do with him? There's a dead guard.
Maybe have the priest tend his wounds.
Yeah. Say, does this guy react around the priest at all in any way?
Which guy's that?
We could use the cells, Renee's cell.
Not like he's worshiping Satan. I don't think the priest has any special power over Cthulhu.
No.
You know, holy water ain't the same. Eric.
Yeah, I don't know about. Yeah, who knows psychologically? But...
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we see if the priest can tend his wounds, and then maybe we personally will escort him to a holding cell, wherever the guards were taking him.
Yeah, let's go with the they were keeping him in a cellar here at the farmhouse. The living guard kind of gathers his wits and offers to go get some assistance. Gonna go report back to Eves and see if he can bring somebody back to tend to
it. Before the living guard leaves, can we ask him a couple questions? Like, does he remember, was Cell like chanting anything or looked at him funny? Was there something that triggered him to behave the way he did? Did he remember?
He kind of says, all I remember is that I had to shoot Jean-Paul.
It's okay. It's all right. It's not your fault.
Why would I do this?
He got into your mind. It's okay. It's not your fault.
It makes no sense.
All right. Makes no sense. We're going to have to.
You big softy.
I turned to Grant and Eric and Hugh, and we're going to have to figure out some way to keep him guarded. Maybe keep him gagged? I don't know.
Yeah, he'll definitely have to be gagged.
And maybe
just ties him, hands tied.
Yeah.
For those of us keeping score, this is the second Resistance member we've gotten killed, I think.
Doing well.
Just... We should probably.
Plus,
you know, their friendliness will probably start to drop.
Explosions. Don't forget those.
Oh yeah, the first one was in the truck. That's right. Okay. Yeah. That wasn't really your fault though, necessarily.
Well, that's really what we need here.
Yeah. Good point. Yeah. Good point.
Yeah. They all have red berets.
That's right. All right. So the living guard, who you remember to be. Just straight up Paul, not Jean-Paul, but Paul.
Good.
He departs, and you presume he's going to go meet up with Eves. And after you've moved a bound and gagged Renee Cell to the basement. Are you going to leave him down there unattended, or are you going to have someone watch him? Or
is the
What was that?
Is it a cellar? Just stairs down and then
or dirt floor, cellar. There's a all I can think of is in Kansas, you know, they got the tornado
thing. There's just like stairs down.
Root cellar or whatever,
Stairs down, cellar. Is there anything down there or is it pretty?
It's pretty barren. Boxes. Maybe nothing.
There's no windows?
No.
Downstairs.
I say just lock the door and put somebody at the door.
Okay. Yeah. Just that and an ancient being with an octopus for a head.
Yeah,
that's right.
Nothing much.
Okay. Yeah, you bound him. You down there, and one of you guys are gonna watch guard, and then you want to wait for the help to arrive, or do you have other short term plans?
Well, we could sit here. We could all stand at the top of the door and just talk about what our next steps are going to be. Have a moment of silence for Oliver.
Listen to him sizzle and crack in the background.
But you say Oliver smells more like chicken or pork.
But I'm trying to remember where else. So we were trying to get information out of Cell about, you know, the creatures, but that kind of hit a dead end.
Yeah.
But we knew there was something going on at the museum, right?
Bust the door down to the museum.
Yeah.
When they're guns blazing. It seems to be our strong suit.
It does.
And we should probably send another note to headquarters.
We need a new
man down, yeah. We need another Agent Johnson.
Another Florida-based character generation.
Exactly.
All right, so you guys are kind of you've taken care of the dead body in the kitchen. Perhaps you've stored him in the basement as well. I don't know if that's a great idea.
No,
we don't want this guy around corpses.
Okay, yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know.
Or whatever god it is.
Yeah, yeah. You've covered him with a blanket and put him in the
trash bin,
the waiting room or something for removal.
Compost pot.
Okay.
Robert, did you learn anything? I'm asking. Did you learn anything from the book studies before all this happened?
Deuce. Robert doesn't remember. Let me see. What we learned. So Father Kerviel, right, was reading that book on the history. We learned about they called them servants of Satan. But remember, we learned the right to help refresh the wards on whatever his face was. There was a name in there somewhere. What was his name? Anyway.
What were you looking for?
Wasn't there a name of the demon?
I think it was just called the demon.
Oh, yeah. St. Paul was the guy.
St. Paul of the demon, yeah. The Demon's Bane attacking. Was the book, and
Demon's Bane.
Yeah.
Right, we managed to get a right out of that, right? So, but it's going to take like half an hour, I seem to remember, or 15 minutes, so it's not like, you know, it's a one-second cast and flame type.
Not just jog along and mutter spells, yeah.
Mutter spells. So, yeah. You know, we also learned, there's a statue somewhere, and maybe that's the statue is what's in the museum. Wasn't there a statue? My memory's not so good.
I'm trying to look through the notes.
Yeah.
All signs point to breaking into the museum, I think.
I agreed. Yeah.
So while you guys are kind of piecing things together, you hear a car race up the somewhat gravel and dirt driveway and kind of come to a skidding stop. I mean, and
Inspector Clouseau.
A couple doors open and slam shut, and the front door flies open, and at the door, and you hear some stomping. They make it back to the kitchen, and there's Eves along with Robert, your nurse, whose name I can't remember. I should have wrote down.
Oh, I remember she was large and in charge.
Yeah, she was large, and you guys had a
connection. That's what Robert likes.
You guys made a connection. Let's call her Marguerite. I should have listened to the recording. But Marguerite and Eves come in, and Eves is, what is going on here? I heard one of my men has been killed. And who is this? And he points at I guess he's in the basement. He doesn't point at anybody he can't see. What? Tell me the meaning of all this. What has happened? Not everybody at once. Speak up. I demand answers.
Eric just looks down at the floor and kind of kicks his feet around.
Robert looks at Hugh.
Oh, you're not the only one with men who've been killed.
Yes? What do you mean?
This prisoner escaped. And he's the responsible one for your dead guard and for our friend.
He puts his hands to his head and shakes. This is not good. It's not good for our plans. This will only bring attention and trouble to us. And our troubles are worse. And he turns to Marguerite and he says, "Well, tell them what you know." And Marguerite walks up to you, Robert, and says, "Oh, Robert, it's horrible. They have him. They have him. I told you about the Stefan house. They've taken Jan. They just rolled up in their van and took him. They must be at the farmhouse. Ah, I fear for him."
Oh, so this is the guy she told me about that had the strange burns?
Exactly. Yeah. So.
Marguerite. Okay.
Yeah, and Jan, if you remember, was the lieutenant of the resistance that you were introduced really early on. I've only seen a couple times, but my friend Jennifer told me that she was treating some of the folks at the Stefan house, and they drove her away. They kicked her out, and only to. And at the last moment, she saw that they had Jan, and took him inside. He appeared to be quite beaten up. I fear for him.
So wait, Marguerite, where is he now? The Nazis you're talking about, they've taken him?
No, the Stefan, the farmhouse, they are just French farmers. They are a weird bunch though. They are unusual. To say the least.
Oh, so they came to the hospital and took Jan.
Yeah, they came to Jan's home actually, and took him, and it was only back to the farmhouse they went. Oh, it's terrible. They're devious people. I can only imagine what they have in mind for him.
And Jan was the one who came into the hospital with the strange burns. Is that right?
No. So there was another person.
Oh.
So she's basically had told you that someone at the farmhouse, a member of that.
Okay. So one of the Stefan farmhouse people came in with strange friends.
Yeah, exactly.
And then after that, those same weird people came and took. And Marguerite, who is Jan to you? See a friend or?
She kind of. She doesn't necessarily blush. It's too not. Not appropriate for that. He has always been like my older brother. He talked me through some tough times. And he's so important to the cause, I can't imagine anything happening to him.
Alright, well, we are here to deal with these kind of things. We will go and look into it, definitely. And if we can rescue your friend, we will.
Oh, okay. Oh, thank you. And Eves, he kind of starts to shake his hands in front of him. He clasps them and shakes them. So many things are going wrong at once. I can't imagine what has turned against us. We had so much early success. This is horrible. We can't afford to lose Jan. We can't afford to lose more men. This is terrible.
On the plus side, we just lost our unluckiest member. So,
that's true.
So I think our luck's about to change.
Everything's coming up grand.
So these guys in the farmhouse aren't working with the Germans, as far as you know, Eves?
Oh, I would never see them work with the Germans, but I would never see them join our cause either.
So who's in the room right now? We have Marguerite, we have Eves, and then us. That's it?
Yeah, the father is probably, you know, gone to attend to the dead guard.
I'm going to look at Hugh and Eric and kind of raise my eyebrow and see if they can understand what I'm thinking. And I'm not going to say it and see if they can actually understand what I'm thinking.
You're still a little shaken from his recent paranoia experiences, so he's looks back at you quizzically and right, sort of.
So maybe I tell Eves, "Great, is like, can you give us a minute just to discuss something, and then we'll come back and we'll see if we can figure out what to do next."
I'm sorry, say that part again.
I want to tell Eves and Marguerite, it's like, can you give us a moment in private? I want to discuss something, and then we'll come back and we'll see if we can figure out what to do next with you.
Oh, certainly. I understand. And they both exit the room.
Okay. So I'm going to bring up to Hugh and Eric and Grant whether we want to bring... Marguerite, fine, yeah, we can... But I wonder if we want to bring Eves in. I don't know. Has N given us any latitude to... Because Eves, if he doesn't know why we're here, it's going to get tougher. And I'm okay if we decide not to. I'm just bringing it up. Do we want to bring him in? Of course, he may just say, "Oh, you guys are crazy," and it may not work at all.
Yeah, I mean,
given what he's
just by way of background, you know, you would know that would be something that N hasn't necessarily ruled out entirely, but very much frowns on it.
Sure.
In terms of, you know, the more people who know, the more people who could become targets for the other enemy, the more people who could, you know, open their big mouths, you know, the more at risk the current operation.
It's like I'm hearing N in my head.
Exactly. Don't be mad, man.
We're also down a man. He's going to stand outside and yell in German when people are coming.
So, what do you guys think? As N's voice echoes in my ear, I'm not so sure it's a good course of action, but I'm still bringing it up.
I don't know if we want to bring him all the way in. Can we, like...
Something that I'd, not to bring us off on a different tangent, but just something that I'd realized was that... were these farmhouse people the actual people that Cell was looking for? Because... I remember his diary or whatever had said he was trying to find other people in the town who know about the sleeper, and that if he can help them, that these people would be more useful to him than the museum-based rivals, which would be the Germans.
If they're not working with the Germans, that's what I kind of assumed.
These are probably the cultists, right?
Yeah, so I think extra firepower is good if we could use them, even if he used to stand outside.
What do you mean by extra firepower? Oh, you mean Eves?
Well, yeah, Eves, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, he's probably pretty competent. I don't know, since he's kind of the leader of the resistance, I don't know how much he would get engaged.
We've been through some crazy shit, man. Remember those fireballs?
Yeah.
The more guns, the better, I think.
Yes, I mean, so do we approach him in a, look, we can't tell you everything, you know, we have orders, but that we are working towards the same ends, and we could use his assistance, you know, phrase it like that kind of thing.
We could mock swear him to secrecy.
Is there a story we could give him that would explain stuff without giving him the information that would put him in risk? Probably not.
Yeah, I mean, just to save you guys a little trouble, I mean, it's pretty obvious, or it's pretty easy to piece together that, you know, they've got one of his top lieutenants. you know, that yeah. he's going to want to get back. So whether you yeah. tell them the rest of the story or not.
Yeah. Let's just go in with, so are we thinking that the going to this farm is a higher priority than the museum? We don't really know what's going to happen at the museum, I guess.
I think the farm's the only real solid lead we have.
Right. We don't really know what we're looking for at the museum for sure.
Exactly. A statue, yeah. I think, right? Wasn't there?
There is a statue. There's a statue. I was looking it up in the notes at the monastery of St. Paul. I'm guessing it maybe it got moved to the museum, but it doesn't have a description of it other than it's really hard to look at.
Somebody at the farm could potentially translate Renee's book too.
Yeah.
True.
If they're similar type worshippers or whatever.
Let's do the farm and let's go back and tell Eve's, you know, maybe we can hint that there's stuff going on, but we're going to go get Jan back.
Okay.
That's our plan. And maybe he could lend us some muscle because that never works out bad for the muscle.
Never.
Well,
are they wearing red shirts?
Exactly. What were those guys that burst flame?
Don't bother learning the names.
Yep.
All right. Yeah. You approach Eves and you tell him of your desire to help, and he's I'm so grateful for your assistance. This is getting Jan back is of the utmost importance to our cause. And time is of the essence, as Marguerite had said. The Stefans are a nefarious bunch. Not much is known about them other than they are odd and perhaps you know, up to no good, as we can tell. Why they would capture Jan, I can't imagine.
So Marguerite told us that they captured Jan from his house?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And okay, yeah. Were there any other? Did she actually witness it, or did she hear about it third hand?
There was a witness. There was a another member of the resistance who witnessed it and told her about it.
And do we have any details, like how many guys came and got him? Did they knock him out? Did they march him off at gunpoint? Do we know?
Yeah, it seems like a kind of a drive up and grab situation. Maybe broke down the front door. Muscled him out. He's a pretty big guy too, so you know. But number wise, that you think there were three of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do we know what?
Know anything about the layout of the farm or anything? Best entrance.
Flanking opportunities. Kind of
exactly.
Not from the far. Not from the safe house. You don't know any of this.
Okay.
Yeah. You know. Yeah. Because. You know, There was Jennifer, who is Marguerite's friend. She had actually been to the farmhouse to treat one of the family members who had those weird burns. And so, I mean, if you were to track her down, she might be able to give you some information.
Let's head in.
Okay.
Eve says he's able to commit two members of his group, and he you can tell that he's afraid that it's not going to go well for them.
Boy, is he ever prescient.
Yeah. So let me pull some stuff up here.
Eve looks at his watch and says, "Oh, look at the time. I got a meeting I got to go to.
Just put these red berets on. Yeah. You'll be
clear." Yeah, exactly. There's nice red pom-poms on your beret. Yeah.
Alright, let me... Alright, so if it's working, you should see a layout that's got looks like a farmhouse.
I see a farmhouse. Nice.
Everybody see something? I know we had some problems.
Farmhouse
last time.
Is the real deal.
Ooh, look
it's
at
going
that.
Down, boys.
Wow, we're on the ocean.
And I gotta grab something here.
We're not on the ocean. We're in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah, and we're over the ocean, floating. Whoa.
Floating, whoa, dude.
Rats! I did not
It's pretty funny. When you look at the farmhouse from above, it's totally 3D, but you get right in, zoom in, it's totally flat. It's quite clever.
If you zoom way out, it's flat again.
Oh, yeah, it is. Zoom.
All right, I'm going to bring out a couple more Scandies. These two are the they're frantic. I'm not going to bother putting pictures on them.
They don't even get a picture.
Nope, don't even care.
So there's no way of scrolling sideways on this, right? Like
WASD, dude.
Oh, is it WASD? Ooh, look at that.
I can tell you're not a computer gamer.
I am, but I always use the I always default it back to the arrow keys. I hate WASD, but that's where I've... And then I went out and I bought an Xbox controller, so that's what I use now.
I see. Not a real computer gamer.
No, but I always default them back to the arrow keys. Yeah, not the numpad, but the actual arrow keys next to the numpad.
I usually did that too, but...
Yeah. Because I would like look down and like, where's my hand?
Yeah.
All right. Jacques and Francois have joined you, and you guys make... your way to the Stefan house. It's actually quite a bit away, even further north. So if you remember, your safe house is north of Wren. And if you continue north a good ways, let's say, I don't know, 20 minutes via some country back roads, you come to this largely forested area. There's kind of a rickety old... You pass some rickety old... farmhouses, and Jacques and Francois are able to direct you to the area. Who's my military science guy? Is that you, Hugh, or Eric?
It's Eric.
It's Eric.
Eric.
Robert has a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got 43. What do you have, Eric?
38.
76.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Never mind.
Oh.
So I get on my field message pad and start drawing the layout of the...
Your FMP. I still have two at home, you know.
That's right. You were in the militia, weren't you?
So, yep. I'm sorry. Before you guys actually leave, Eve starts to talk to you guys about armaments. You've got your pistols. He can make rifles available.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I got good at rifles.
Okay.
Me like rifles. Yeah.
Is there anything else that comes to mind that you...
Shotgun.
Is a shotgun any... What's the difference between a shotgun and a rifle in this game? Any?
So a shotgun...
Not for purposes of shooting, is it?
A shotgun does... has different damage at different ranges. So it does less damage at longer ranges and more damage at short... Like if you're at point-blank range, I think, or... It's like 4D6.
I'll take a shotgun if they have one.
Crazy.
But it's the same skill... Yeah. I'm going to take a rifle as well.
Yeah, so, yeah, you can pick one or the other. You can pick a shotgun, a 12-gauge shotgun, a double-barreled, or a... what kind of rifles do I have got? Let's call it a 30-06 bolt action.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take the 12-gauge shotgun. We can still keep our pistol with us?
Yeah, sure.
Kind of makes sense.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm thinking a shotgun. I'm really tempted by the rifle, but...
I'll take the rifle. We'll have one long arm anyway.
I think Robert's a close in guy.
And, it was probably, let's say, mid-afternoon by the time you guys sorted all this out. What's your plan for what time of day that you want to pull this all off?
Evening, I suppose.
Evening, night, yeah.
Evening.
Yeah.
Scope
out. So we're going to, we're not going to, like, just drive up to the front door and hop out with our shotgun.
That is our style, mind you.
No, we usually try and case the joint.
Yeah, exactly.
And then go in the front.
Yeah.
All right, all right, so who wanted a 12-gauge double-barreled shotgun?
Eric and Robert have shotguns.
Yeah.
All right, so
Hugh has a rifle.
Yeah,
and Grant is taking either, I'm supposing.
I'm sticking with a pistol because that's my best shot. It's with a pistol. So
okay,
you can take
maybe
both.
You should get more ammo.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you took a 12-gauge shotgun, the weapon name is 12-gauge shotgun. You're going to use your firearms rifle slash shotgun skill. And the damage is three values. It's 4d6, 2d6, and 1d6. And that's based on the range.
Okay.
And the range is 10 yards, 20 yards, 50 yards. Which
10, 20, 50.
That's still pretty, 10 yards is still pretty far, I think, but whatever.
Yeah. 30 feet.
I believe, let me look this up. So it's a double barreled shotgun. You can fire one barrel, normally, or you can fire, there's something you can do to fire both at once. Maybe it's just a penalty die. But if you're firing both barrels at a human, they're in a lot of trouble. And then for the rifle, it's a 30-06.
Is it, just reload every time, or is it a...
So with a double barrel shotgun, you can reload both barrels for your action.
Okay. So it's two shots, reload.
Yeah.
Yep. It's like you crack it open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll look it up.
It's not a pump action kind of thing.
No.
I was really hoping for.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah. Sarah Connor. Up in this.
Exactly.
This is 1941, we'll have you.
Yeah. Okay, Hugh, you've got a 30-06 bolt action rifle.
Okay.
You're going to use your firearms rifle skill.
Mm-hmm.
Damage is 2d6 plus 4.
2d6 plus 4. Excellent.
Range is 110 yards.
Nice.
For Hugh, should be like 2 miles.
Yeah. You can fire once per round. You got 5 bullets. And I think that's it.
What's the mouth at the end?
Yeah, malfunction. If you roll 100,
malfunctions. Okay.
So that's for both the shotgun and the... Okay. So evening approaches, and you make your way north of town, further north. And you start getting close... And anybody who's got anything but the base military science skill, go ahead and give me a roll.
Let's see if roll 20 will continue to screw me over.
So if you do not have the base, you roll?
Yeah. Yeah, I just don't want anybody who's got the base
skill. God damn it.
Robert, 40. Fail.
I have a regular success.
Okay.
Yeah.
Military science. Ooh, that was good. Damn it. Almost extreme double hard success, but I got a hard.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a regular.
Yeah, so a couple things occur to those of you that passed. So certainly you've got, first of all, you've got weapons that have pretty long ranges, at least the rifle. Mm. And the shotgun, I mean, 30 yards. So each of the squares on the map here is supposed to be 5 feet. So I don't know, what did I say, 110 yards is... 60 squares or something.
Pretty much.
Like that, right?
Yeah, it's pretty much the entire board there.
Yeah, there's enough cover, you know, kind of off the map here that, you know, you could observe the farmhouse for a while if you wanted to undercover. The cover of darkness is a potential benefit depending on how you decide to do things. I'm trying to think of what else I could. If it gets completely dark. You know, this time of night, even in the early evening, you don't really see any interior lights. You do see a kind of a rustic old truck, pulled up to, I guess it depends on which way you're facing. There's a kind of a road that drives into a fenced in area, within the farm. I guess I can, what do I do? A tab, right? The truck's right about where those arrows are.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. And this is kind of a low fence that surrounds most of the building. I'll assume that you're observing this from afar. Mm-hmm. And that's about all the detail you've got. There's some tactical benefits to the situation that you can think of. I don't know if you have any other questions or... You guys want to talk it out a little bit?
What direction are we approaching from again?
It's up to you. I mean, basically, you've parked the truck that you're driving with with Francois and Jacques, you've parked away and you've made it on foot and you're observing. Mm-hmm. Your choice.
Okay. Seems like if we advance through the sunflower fields, that could bring us closest to the house.
So, that'd be pretty good cover, too.
Yeah. Yep. You could get right up there.
It's March, though, right?
It is March.
How tall are these sunflowers in March?
It's like ASL. That's true. Right? You gotta know if things have grown yet. Yeah, they're pretty low. Good question.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Brilliant.
We get on our bellies, crawl like the infantry.
That's right.
Yeah. All right, well, I didn't make my military science roll, so I'm just going, duh.
No, this is
yeah, and I don't really have any military science to speak of, so.
What, you guys.
I'm a journalist.
You don't have the idea, but you can still talk it out.
Yeah. All right, so what are we doing?
I think it's the best avenue of approach, because otherwise we're going through a lot of open ground.
Yeah. Well, it looks like maybe on the, well, I don't know if top is north, but on the lower right side, there's more brush or woods that might be...
Like there?
Yeah.
Like there where the pink hand is? Yeah.
Well, look, we can do it too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you'd still have to cross over... You know,
all this.
Yeah, but wait until it's dark.
Where is the back door into there?
It looks like there's a... Can we tell, Ty? It looks like there's a basement entrance in the back and maybe a front entrance.
Yeah, that appears to be the front entrance. Yeah, exactly.
Can we tell, does that look like a basement door?
You're not quite close enough to see. You can tell there's... It kind of falls away. But whether there's a back door or not, you're not quite sure. And this is a covered area, but it's outside, kind of like a... You know, I'd call it open garage. What do you call those things? You know, just
porcachere.
Yeah.
Oh, what's that? What do they call it in Hawaii?
Carport.
Carport.
Mm-hmm. Carport. Yeah. So
it's crammed with crap, just like everybody else's garage.
Yeah. Except everyone gets to see it.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
I personally say we wait till dusk and then come in through the low sunflower seed.
Yeah, I gotta say, I think it's still the best avenue because
there's still the wall on the west there, so yeah. Even if there's windows out, they might be looking at the wall heading in that direction, right? Uh-huh. Whereas coming from the other way,
is there enough cover there that we can stay unseen if we crawl?
Well, that's what I don't.
I'm all for it.
GM.
I'm sorry. Was it?
Like, can we see? Is this like? Are they 2 feet high? Are they 3 feet high? Are they 1 foot high? Do we know?
Yeah, they're probably about 2 feet high.
You know, okay. Well, I mean, as long as we crawl, we'll be okay.
Yeah.
Knees bent, crouched, running behavior.
Yeah.
And that's with my supreme military tactics.
There, aren't you glad it's finally paid off? There.
All that time, finally.
Actually, I've used it a couple of times.
Check that mofo.
Oh yeah!
Check it. Don't wreck it.
Check it.
All right.
So I thought I heard that someone said that you guys might wait until dusk.
I think dusk. Yeah.
We're going to be observing the farmhouse, so we don't see anybody moving. You just said we don't see any lights. Of course, it's not gotten fully dark yet.
Yeah, it's probably about let's call it 45 minutes to full dusk.
He was on Overwatch.
All right.
And
yes.
And so, if I understand it correctly, you guys are probably kind of over in this direction.
Correct.
Kind of observing from afar.
Right there.
Now wait a minute. All right. Oliver's not there, so I'm gonna.
Well, I mean, here in some sense.
Yeah. I hear spirit.
You'll always be here with us now.
Yes.
Was ist das?
Whoa! Who are you talking to?
Ein Ghost.
All right. The PCs. Give me a luck roll. you're observing from afar. Give me a luck roll.
Is this a party luck roll, or we take the personal
good,
work
yeah,
luck?
Yeah, see, you just screwed yourself. Yeah, give me a party luck roll. Who's got the lowest luck?
Probably me now.
Not all of her anymore.
I have 35.
Oh, it's Robert.
Robert. Now, here's the question. I've done all my rolls tonight on roll 20. Mm-hmm. I have rolled a 88, 75, 76, 95, and an 88.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to roll on the desk.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. I think that's still in beta.
And we fail. 49 fail. But it's better.
It is an improvement.
Okay. All right. It's pretty quiet. Everybody else, give me a listen roll. Everybody but Robert, the other three of you.
Oh, I have a Hugh. Oh, he has a regular success, almost a hard success.
Eric's got a hard success.
Regular success.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. The combination that you guys are able to discern that a door opens. An exterior door opens somewhere, and you do think it's probably back, kind of in this uh-huh. area back here, but you don't see anything. But you hear somebody shuffling around, but it's the sun and the darkness is approached enough that you can't really see anybody.
Okay. So what's our
and
what's
you hear the door close again? It opened and then later closed.
I'm guessing they don't have running plumbing, interior plumbing, right? 1941.
Yeah, not this far out. You wouldn't expect there.
There's probably an outpost somewhere. You're thinking.
How about this for a plan? We go hide out like down here. And wait for guys to come out and take a dump. And then we bean them one at a time.
Yeah.
I mean, we can try it for a few hours. I mean, if they're all going to bed, who knows? But I'm guessing they don't escort each other out to take, the necessary.
Yeah, we could at least lay low for some hours and watch if a target of opportunity comes by.
Yeah.
Might as well. Yeah.
And maybe, I'm thinking, Hugh, since you have the rifle, maybe you could be, I don't know, you guys tell me, but maybe like covering the side in the front.
Yep.
Here-ish, so I can cover the front entranceway.
Yep.
If anybody were to run out that way, if something were to go down,
yeah,
pick them off.
I got a pretty clear line. Well, this is a wall right here?
It's a low wall. Yeah.
Okay, so I should be able to see a man above it if he's walking or running. Okay.
Yeah, it looks like the wall gets lower as it goes forward.
So, I will station myself right there.
Yeah. Okay.
Where the pink arrow is.
Yeah, you guys can go ahead and why don't you go ahead and move your desk approaches, and you guys can get some cover over by the sunflowers and crouch
all right,
down. You
belly
can
crawl.
He's bent.
Oh, you're used to that, aren't you? Where's Hugh?
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No. It was Pride weekend here in Toronto.
I know.
Happy Pride.
Happy Pride. And there we are.
And the two Frenchmen are Jeff. Willing to take instructions from you.
Oh, yeah, we got to use those guys.
Oh, well, they're like right up here.
Go knock on the front door.
Maybe we put one up with maybe. How are they armed? Yeah. Do we get to tell them how to get on?
They've got rifles bug. Like Hugh does. They both have rifles.
But one up with Hugh.
Yeah.
Shut up and run in that building and tell us what's in there. Okay.
All right. Let's say it's about 9 p.m. Not. It's beyond dusk, but not entirely night in this part of France in March. All right, so the plan is just to kind of wait it out and see if anybody comes out. Is that what I understand?
Yeah, we'll wait, maybe till like an hour or two, and we'll see if anybody comes out.
Okay.
I know once it's proper dark, then
we'll go in.
Head in. Yeah.
Yeah.
Robert.
Are we going to do this real time, Ty?
What was that, please?
I'm just kidding. It got quiet and still.
Yeah, my printer's going off, so I turned off my mic for a second.
Awkward.
Robert, go ahead and give me a party luck roll.
Oh, for fuck. All right, we're going to do roll 20 again.
Oh, God.
Because it can't be all bad, right?
You suck. Stop
it's
sucking.
It's in beta, isn't it?
It's in beta. Fail.
Which roll?
Best roll so far.
It's better. Yeah. Keep using it. You got down to 0-1 eventually.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. You're really doing it. let's take a look here. All right, so you guys wait about 45 minutes passes. Now it's night. It is full on dark. You can actually see a little bit of light flickering from some of the windows within the farmhouse. Perhaps, you know, you suspect they're candles or maybe there's an open fire or some kind. You guys gonna continue to wait it out?
Wasn't time a factor in our coming here? Just
frontal assault.
Let's go.
Go wrong.
What do you say? Let's go. Bust in the back door and
squad leader it up here.
Charge in. Yep. Hugh picks them off. Hugh picks them off as they come running out the front.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Hugh is our 6+1 leader.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you want 6-1, don't you?
No, plus one's worse.
In the ASL. Oh, you want a plus one, yeah. Take satchel charge.
Yeah, give Hugh the satchel charge.
Well, I mean, we've already waited this long. I say Let's that go. We wait I'm, until it's I'm, proper dark. I think, like,
oh,
unless you
I'm,
think they're gonna
I'm thinking it is.
It is proper dark.
Yeah, it's proper dark. Nobody's come out.
Yep.
They've all got iron bladders. I'm tired of waiting. Robert's impatient.
Say I could go.
Let's go.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's go.
Robert's gonna go whether anyone comes with him or not.
Aggression wins the day.
I need to use the bathroom, so let's make a stop by the outhouse.
For you guys who are kind of on the where Robert and Eric are in Grant. You in fact do see, if I can pull it out here, there is a door here.
I think that's where we try and make entry because you know you always want to go creepy farmhouses through the basement.
Yeah, let's do straight in, boom.
No, I mean, yeah, we can try and go in stealthy like. That's what I would do. Are there any windows down like in the basement or where that door is, Ty, that we can peer in?
Those stairs down, they probably only go down a handful of feet. So you don't think there's necessarily a basement there like we would think of it. Probably just more of a lower level. It's not really a split level necessarily, but it's probably closer to that than it is a basement.
Okay. Yeah. Are there any windows?
Yeah, there's some on kind of on both sides. There's one here and one on that side.
Well, I say let's belly crawl over.
Yep, so belly crawl over and try and peer in the window.
That's like 15 feet up to the.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Robert will go. We'll go. I'll go to the. Yeah. I'll go to the far one, and kind of try and peer in there. You guys can look in the.
Eric will
one.
Go here first and look in. Look there.
How about Jack follows me? Jacques.
Yeah. So those of you who are
last name Strop
who are approaching, and I'll roll for Jacques. Give me a stealth roll.
Stealth.
There I use roll again.
Oh, it's its own.
Oh, I never
Ooh,
fail.
Good. Yeah. Fail.
My stealth was only a 20 though.
Yeah, mine's only 30.
Okay. You both failed?
Okay. Yep.
Yep.
Snap. Yes.
Find yourself there's a plate of dishes on the stairs. Crash.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Find yourself calling
I am the dead pirate father.
goodness. Where are these guys?
I really do envision Robert kind of in an Andre the Giant style character.
That'd be classic.
So if only we had a Holocaust cloak. We already used that, didn't we?
Yes. I think that's come up before. It's good. It's golden material.
Okay. Oh, and Eric, you're kind of perched up on the side there.
Yeah, I'm up there okay. on my belly looking, trying to look in and covering.
Okay. All right. Give me, how rapidly are you guys approaching? You say you're crawling, right?
Well,
yeah.
Slow.
Yeah.
Slow. Okay.
It was. Yeah,
okay.
I'm on my
slow
on belly.
To get a bonus.
Fair enough. All right, so you guys approach this back part of the farmhouse, and as far as you could tell, it's a crisp night. The crickets are chirping. The stars are out. It's not a full moon, so it is quite dark. But otherwise, you make it to this back door area.
Okay.
Is it lit in there? In that? Well, not really.
Do you see anything in the windows?
Yeah. Good question. There's some interior light. Probably, like I said, candles or lamps. You know, oil lamps or something. Give me.
So I think Eric would have gotten there first, okay. as those guys are making their way around.
Yeah, you had a
so
shorter distance to go.
If I look in to try to see what I can see, and then I'll signal over to Robert and company.
Yeah, give me a spot hidden roll.
Okay. Nope.
You can't tell if it's the light flickering or if there's, you know, you presume people are in there, but you don't really see anything. The movement you see, is it the light flickering or is it an actual person? You're not sure. Okay. Robert and Grant and Jacques, you guys are within touching distance of the back door or thereabouts. Ten feet from the back door, it looks like.
And there's no point in us trying to look in the window either. Eric was our guy.
Yeah. Well, Eric looks over at Robert and kind of gives him a kind of like, meh, with his shoulders.
Okay. Well, let's go.
Breach.
Yep. I'm going to kick the door in.
Okay.
And I'll have my shotgun at the ready.
My shotgun's out in my hands.
All right. Unfortunately, I don't have an interior map of this, so we'll just have to pretend that it's the interior.
Flashbangs first.
Exactly. All right. So to kick the door in, you're going to kind of want to be in the, you guys are professional soldiers. You can come up with a plan ahead of time, or probably there's some standard way of doing it. So I'll let you decide, are you going to kick?
Here's a great way.
You're going to kick and rush in. Are you going to kick and let the other guys go in, or?
I'm going to kick it and let Jacques go in.
Good call.
You with the red shirt, get in there.
Yeah, I mean, we would go in, one man would go right, one man would go left. Yeah.
Hey, and Hugh, if you're intending to cover the front, you're going to need to get closer. It's dark enough now that... you can't quite see as far as you could be.
Come up to the fence.
Yeah, up to the fence.
I'm going to come up to the fence line there, and I'm going to rest my rifle, I suppose, on the – like I'm kneeling or whatever I need to do to get my rifle on the fence to steady it. Okay. And I'm kneeling, standing,
yeah,
whatever it is.
Kind of leaning into it. It's tall enough you got to stand, but Francois will come with you too. Okay. Robert, you kick the door.
Yep.
And – who's going in? Are you going in first or the other?
Jacques. No, I'm kicking the door and
pushing in Jacques.
And Jacques, yeah. And I motion to Jacques to go in and go right.
Pourquoi?
Let's go.
Last words.
I could make him kick the door in.
Yeah. All right. And then Grant, you're going to follow in behind?
Yeah, I guess.
Let's just say that you guys, Robert, you're in the doorway and the other two guys have kind of come in.
And then Eric's going to hop down and follow in behind.
Yeah. And so this is kind of what you see. Like I said, I don't have an interior map, but you see three guys in grungy overalls or grungy jeans, And two of them, this guy, Farmer 2 and Farmer 1, excuse me, Farmer 3 and Farmer 1 are kind of at a table, and Farmer 2 is sitting in a chair reading a book. And as far as you can tell, they are unarmed. They don't have their arms on them, perhaps. Yeah, these two guys are eating, or I don't know, they're writing in a journal or something there. And you burst in, the door isn't all that sturdy. It splitters quite heavily and shatters to a large degree. Comes off its hinges because of Robert's strength. And you guys jump in with your pistol, shotgun, and rifle drawn. And clearly you have the jump on these three guys.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
All right. And with that surprise, the three of you get basically a free action. And they jump back in their respective chairs and are startled by your appearance.
I'm shooting Bookie. He's closest to me.
You do see some light from some oil lamps. Like, let's say two oil lamps are doing a pretty good job of illuminating the small. It's not entirely a one room farmhouse, but it's pretty close. Before you take that action, Robert and Grant, give me a spot hidden.
I'm sticking with this piece. Oh, for fuck's sake.
Oh, I failed. Not by much, but failed.
And what about you, Robert?
Fail.
Okay. All right, let's go to action rounds, but we've got your surprise. Grant, you are first. What would you like to do?
I'm going to shoot the farmer number two here.
Okay. Yeah, you've got him just about a handful of feet away. He's sitting down. Go ahead and take a bonus die.
Right. I like how we shoot him. We don't try and get him to surrender. We just shoot him.
Guns blazing. We got the drop on him, boys. I roll a regular success.
And that was Farmer 2? You said?
Yes. Okay.
And go ahead and roll a d8.
5.
Okay. You catch him straight on in the chest, and he flies back into his chair and kind of slumps over in the chair a little bit. He's not unconscious and not dead, but he got a nice tag on him there.
What was he reading?
That's what the spot hidden was for.
The farmer's almanac. Turns out it was the wrong farmhouse.
What? Nope. All right.
Put the door back on its hinges. Oop.
Yeah. Back away slowly.
Who's that in there with you, Jacques? All right. Jacques is up. And following your lead, he points his rifle at number one. And Oliver, why don't we use you? Go ahead and make us a roll, combat roll.
What am I rolling?
I'm just rolling a couple of. You could take a bonus die. Single.
He's going to roll.
You're rolling for Jacques.
Jacques, the French guy with the rifle.
Only have 2d10. So.
Ensign.
Yeah. Here, but look at this. I'm going to steal from Duck. Hold on 1 second. I'll use.
You're
going to
do roll 20.
Yeah, let's see. So
watch you. You're going to be awesome at roll 20.
Roll 3D. Actually, how would I do that on roll 20?
Do a D100 and then do a D10. That's what I would
do. Yeah. All right. Roll D100. It's an 86, so okay, I doubt.
And then do a D10.
You have to type that out every time, eh? On that.
No.
No, there's probably a way to cheat.
Macros, but...
Oh, there you go. You got a 16.
16, nice. Okay, that's going to be...
Well, the nice thing about
it's going to be somebody's head exploding.
Yeah, that's going to be a, it's going to be a hard success once you roll 2d6.
Pink mist.
Me or them?
You.
No, who's rolling 2d6?
You roll 2d6, Oliver, for Jacques. You are now Jacques.
Jacques.
You've inhabited the spirit of Jacques.
You get to die twice in one day.
10. Nice. Okay, so that was number one. And he takes 10, and he... Where are these guys? Okay. Yeah, that's a pretty brutal shot. You catch him straight on the chest with the rifle. Okay. And then that takes us down to the bottom of the list, Robert. You get a free action.
I'm thinking I feel bad about shooting this guy with a shotgun. Can I take a step and just hit him with the shotgun butt?
You want to club him in the head? Sure.
I want to club him. So we've got Farmer 1's hit and Farmer 2's hit, right?
Don't get soft on us now.
Yes.
Hey, you know, Robert's a complex guy.
And
I'm going to take it.
We'll treat that as a club of some kind. So you're going to do your fighting brawl, and I'm sure you're pretty good at.
I'm actually better at a shotgun, but we'll do this. I really don't know why I keep using roll 20, but I will. Fighting brawl. I failed.
Are you serious?
Oh my God.
Yeah, you run up and you
had one job.
You got the,
I don't get a bonus. Can I get a bonus? Because he's surprised.
Yeah. Because he's sitting down. You surprised him.
Watch me fail this dude.
Tough guy can't even punch out a fire.
All right, I passed barely because I rolled an 86 and then I rolled a 6, so 66.
66.
Regular.
All right, success. So we'll count this as a large club, and that's going to be a 1d8 plus your damage bonus.
All right, which is quite a bit, actually. Yeah. It's like 1d4 and something.
You might end up killing him.
Yeah, I might. 1d4 plus 1. All right, so we'll roll the 1d8. 1d8, 2, and the 1d4 is a 3, so plus 1 is 6.
6 total?
Mm-hmm.
All right, yeah,
you did more damage than I did.
Well, you just shot him with a pistol.
Yeah. All right, you catch him square in the jaw, and some teeth go flying across the room, but otherwise kind of not a superficial wound, but you said 6 total?
He's still... No. Yeah, 6 total.
Okay. All right. So that's going to be it for the surprise. And for Hugh and the other guy, the not Jacques, who's was it Nicholas? No, it was
Francois.
All right.
You got to write that down, man.
Yeah.
I thought Francois was with us, and then Jacques was with...
No, we have...
No, they're both with us. Jacques and Francois are both with us. I'm going to write them down.
But they're,
no, I meant...
If you point to the guys, it'll tell you who it is.
Yeah, Jacques's with...
Oh, yeah, no, we do have Jacques.
Francois's with Hugh.
Yeah, Francois's up front.
Yeah. All right.
Or out front.
All right, so Jacques and Francois. Okay, Hugh and Francois, you hear the gunshots, you hear the door shatter, so you know it's on. Okay. Let's go back. So yeah, rounds. Grant, you are first.
The guy with the book, is he moving? Is he just slumped in a heap in the corner, bleeding out? What's his status?
Yeah, I mean, he appears to be, wounded but alive. If you wanted to shoot him again, that would, that's certainly a thing to do.
is this like a one-room building, or can we see doors leading off to other rooms?
So there is a small room kind of in this direction. And there is a, as you would kind of expected from your kind of preview, That's kind of where the front door is. Otherwise, it's kind of a combination kitchen, family room. It's all one kind of big space. Not even that big. It's a small farmhouse.
Okay. I guess I'm going to go up to the guy that I shot and just, you know, stand over him with my gun trained on him. I don't necessarily want to execute him.
Okay.
Say sorry.
So, but just sort of keep him, you know, make sure he's not armed and keep him from moving.
Okay. All right. So I drew it kind of a dark area where there's a little bit of a walled off space. Perhaps it's another room. Grant runs up and trains his pistol on this guy. Okay. Jacques. Jacques is going to pause. He's going to hold his turn. He's probably looking for some leadership. Which takes us.
Wait, and Farmer One is out because Jacques killed him? Or
no, they're
knocked
they're
him
all
out?
Conscious. They're all wounded.
Okay.
Okay. But they're all conscious.
All right.
And speaking of, let me get my numbers right. Farmer One, he see something here.
He begins chanting.
Yeah. He, in a fit of rage, he jumps up from his chair and lunges at Robert.
Guess what I'm going to do.
Yeah. So he's going to, he's weaponless. He goes, "You will die!"
Which, okay.
Probably in French.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah.
Whatever that is. Mort.
So I fight back, right?
Early movie.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll fight back? Okay.
Oh, yeah. Hey, hard success.
Yeah, he fails. So you are able to get your attack in. So your I'll give you the butt of your gun if you want to do that, or you can hit him with your fist, whatever you want.
No, I still got the gun in my hand, so we're going to get that.
Makes sense. All right, so give him a 1d8 plus damage bonus. All
right. Oh, that's better. Ooh, 11.
11, okay.
Mm.
All right, you catch him square in the face. He swings at you, swings at your head. You will die! Completely misses. Which gives you a chance, a clear opening to catch the butt of your rifle, your shotgun into his face, and he falls to the ground.
Makes some crunching noises, I hope.
Yeah, he falls over his chair and lands on his head, apparently. Okay, so let's see who this guy is. Farmer number two groggily gets up to his feet and lunges at Grant.
And, even with a gun trained on him.
And says, "You will die!"
Now, can Grant have been basically kind of, was he in overwatch?
Like a prepped action.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like we did your move to, your action to move, but it doesn't really make a lot of sense that you would
not have a prep action. Like,
you know. So yeah, I mean, it's such a short distance too. Yeah, if you want to react in some way, I'll give that to you. You can.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna shoot. I was thinking, hey, he's got a gun on him. He's unarmed.
Yeah, he
I didn't think he'd be suicidal.
He doesn't
so,
seem to care.
But
yeah.
So now it's kind of like panic. Ugh, yeah. Blam blam.
Yeah, go ahead and give a shot with a bonus die for the point blank.
And I get a 5.
Holy crap. Okay. And I think with that, I imagine that's an extreme success. Or what's your base compared to handguns? Pretty good, huh? I think you get like a super kill death.
Don't you do like the max damage or something?
Yeah, max damage plus, oh, you roll your your weapon. So that's a 1d8. So you do 8 plus another d8.
Okay.
Nice. Little round hole on his forehead.
And again, I've rolled onto the floor.
Jeez.
4. So I do 4. So 4 more.
12
total. All right.
Yep.
Yeah. Straight through the heart, straight to the ground. A nice spray of blood coats
you
the...
You give love a bad name.
I was thinking the same thing.
Coats the wall.
Terrible.
All right. And then...
That's going to be in my head all night. All right.
To the heart.
And, okay. I almost said it. Farmer number 3. I always do that, don't I?
Mm.
Yeah. It's all right.
Innocent farmer number 3.
He does a...
The cultivator?
Yeah.
The cultivator.
He does a quick look around over his shoulder and sees the two guys who are either dead or unconscious around him and just goes, "Roar!" and jumps at Robert. So, Robert, same situation, but if you want to fight back, you got to take a penalty to die for 2
Right. I still think that's my best. I mean, I could. Can I dodge? I still have a penalty die because I've already done.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, I still got to fight back.
Okay.
All right. So, let's do that. And then let's take another penalty die. Oh, I still got a regular success.
Okay. Yeah, very much the same situation. This guy doesn't seem to have too much skill in terms of fisticuffs and lunges at you. You step aside, and as he kind of do the ole, and you catch him on the back of the head with the butt of your gun. So right. You give me a...
So I roll my damage?
Exactly. D8 plus damage bonus.
Another 10.
Wow.
Or I guess it was 11. 10.
10 total? That was 10 total?
Yeah, 10 total. Okay. 7, 2, plus 1.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you hit him with such a force that his head bounces off the floor.
So much for my non-lethal option.
He goes, "Oh!" And he appears to be unconscious. Okay. All right.
Still better than shotgun at close range, though.
Yeah, yeah. And at that moment, in that amount of time... I guess I'll give Hugh. Did you have any? And I guess Eric.
It is Eric who's kind of standing out there going, "What the fuck?"
Yeah, yeah, Eric.
How's it going in there, guys?
Eric, technically, you're right. Next up. So,
Eric comes in, quick glance around, sees everything seems to be in hand, and notices the room off to the left, I suppose. Is there a door right there?
Not from where you can see. It looks like a pretty solid wall, but why don't you give me a spot hidden roll?
Oh, I forgot to. I need to check my.
Did I get there?
Oh, I think I've already checked.
I got 37. I'll use one of my. I push that. So my spot hidden is 36, and I got a 37.
Okay.
So I can use the luck, probably a point of luck, to push it down.
Yep.
Yeah,
you can do that.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay. Yeah, the other guys missed it in all the excitement and the tactical, but here in the corner, you see a large male figure on the ground.
On the ground.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Maybe it's Jan.
So I guess was that my action looking, or can I make my way over that way and yell at Jacques, "Avec moi!"
Yeah, so I mean, we're not in combat rounds. I guess I was kind of giving you guys an opportunity. Yeah, I mean, if you want to approach the body, you can. Yeah.
Mit mir schnell!
Okay, and you've met Jan, and as you approach, you definitely know that it's Jan, and he appears to be, face down on the ground, like he's just on a not even a mattress. It's like a quilt of some kind. He's just laying there. You see the back of his head, but it's a big enough body. Perhaps the attire, you can tell that it's him.
Okay.
And Hugh. I'll give you an opportunity. Are you going to wait or?
He's responding in real time. Is he still on the call? Yeah.
How did we,
Jeff?
Did we lose him?
Hmm?
Oh. You. It's your turn.
Wake up. Sorry.
Let's fast forward it. You know, Francois and Hugh basically just figure out that it's over, whatever was going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's this body that Eric has approached. Let's give Hugh, give me a spot hidden roll.
All right. Sorry, guys, got distracted by other things. Back my eyelids. Ooh. Let me just check it. I don't think it's good.
Okay.
Oh, close, but no cigar.
Okay.
Fail.
All right. Okay. So, yeah. Basically, Eric, by the time you make it over to this area, you do see that there's a door here. To this room.
All right.
And I'm going to get these guys out of the way because you kind of dragged them in the corner. I think two guys.
I'll yell over.
One guy's dead and two guys are unconscious.
I'll yell over to the other guys that Jan, right? Yeah, that Jan's over here. And I intend to go over to the door to check out what's in there.
Okay. So you're going to approach the door?
Yeah, approach the door. I want to make sure everything's clear before I start, you know, bending over and caring for a body.
Okay. Other guys, Robert, Grant, Hugh, what do you guys... The French guys are just kind of standing guard, kind of following your lead.
I'm going to head over to where Eric is because that seems to where the action is.
Yeah.
Initially to kind of see, I don't know, did anyone check and see if Jan's still alive?
I noticed the door there and then I yelled out to you guys so that Jan was over here. Yeah. And then I'm checking to make sure that room is clear.
Yeah, no one has checked. No one has told
seems
me to
like
check
the right
and
priority.
You can't tell if he's alive or dead.
Yeah.
So I'm going to start heading toward, I hear him yelling, Jan is over here. So I start to head toward Jan.
Okay.
Then I'm going to notice him going to the door and maybe I'm going to back him up.
Okay.
I'm right behind you.
I'm going to examine you. The rest of the room.
Okay.
Who's on Overwatch again? Falling asleep.
Grant, give me another spot hidden.
17, that's probably good.
Okay. Yeah, there was actually the chair that the guy you shot was in was over here, right?
Uh-huh.
There was a small little side table, and the side table has a little drawer, and you open the drawer, and in it you find what you presume to be a whistle of some kind. It appears to be silver in color, metallic. It's about
like a bosun's
five
pipe?
Or 6 inches long. And
that's a bosun's pipe.
It's not something that you recognize entirely. I mean, it's got what you think is a place you put your mouth. It's got the opening where at the end, it's got little, I don't know much about whistles, but you know what I'm talking about. It's a whistle.
Yeah.
Put your lips to whistle.
And it's got a.
It's a fucking whistle.
It's got a silver chain of links that aren't too big, but you find a whistle. Congratulations.
Is there any engraving or anything on it?
No. Otherwise, I mean, it's actually remarkably plain, and there's no words or engraving or it's not ornate in any way. It's very very plain.
I wonder what that whistle summons.
Yeah. What do you make of this? Of course, nobody's looking at me. They're all over by the door.
The ghost of Oliver reminds you. You heard that whistle once before.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So, Robert and Hugh, you guys are backing Eric up. Is that?
Yep.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, Eric, there's no way to see into the room, but there is a door there. If you'd like to.
Yeah. Is it an open doorway in just a dark room, or do I have to open
there's
a door?
There's an actual door with a handle.
Can we, let's call Jacques and Francois over.
Jacques!
Blow this whistle.
Correct. You see?
Okay, yeah, they love. We?
Okay, so Eric opens the door
okay.
with his shotgun down.
All right.
One hand. You know,
the door opens. It's dark inside. You are hit by a rather strong stench.
Oh. Better than magic missile.
You're not sure. You're not sure what to make of it. It smells. I'll say fleshy. I mean, it's not plant. It's not flowers. It's there's some fleshy. Animal or there's a and
fishy.
Give me a spot. Give me a spot hidden.
Fail.
Okay. You can see a shape in there. You're not sure if it's furniture or a thing. You're not sure. There's
probably not furniture.
It's taking up most of the room. But you don't hear any sounds. You don't hear any anything.
So I stay back. Can I say to the other guys, there's something in there.
It's the queen. It's the brood queen.
go in and poke it.
Some sort of animal.
Send Jacques in to poke it.
They actually kind of step away a little bit. They get the smell as well. And they're like,
what if, can we grab a candle and throw it in there?
Yeah. What if I blow this whistle? Maybe that'll wake it up.
Great idea. So,
I slowly shut the door again.
Okay.
And then I
feel like we're in a Tom and Jerry cartoon.
Yeah. I tell them we need a light. There's something in there. I don't.
Oh,
know.
We brought torches, by the way, Todd.
Okay. Yeah. If you got flashlight, you can use that. Want to shine it in there?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, luckily, I think Francois had a torch, didn't he?
they're kind of shaking over in the corner.
All right.
Word is out on you guys. Word is out on you guys. What happens to resistance members?
Our assistants.
Eric grabs the flashlight and opens the door
a
crack and shines a flashlight in to see what he can see.
Okay. All right, I'm going to have my shotgun out and trained. By Eric toward the opening.
Okay.
I just want to go on the record that the Frenchmen that have died, the two that have died, died when we weren't around. So they're actually safest when they're with us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
It's when they're not with us that they get killed.
It's the English guys that are not safe when they're with us.
Yeah.
All right. So Eric, you open the door a bit and you shine the flashlight. The stench is emanating from the room, and you actually see the light catches the outline of a bed. And it's the only bed that you've seen in this house, this farmhouse, and there appears to be a body under some blankets in the bed.
Okay, I look over at Robert, and I kind of signal him to go in. I'm holding the flashlight and the shotgun.
You saw a side table and a small chest as well. That's about all you saw.
If I go in, I'm going to block the flashlight.
There you go. Okay, I go in.
I'm going to come in right behind. I'm going to inch in behind you.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you get closer, and there definitely appears to be a body in the bed. The stench is coming from the body. You suspect that there's a dead body in the bed.
Okay. Got it. All right, so I head
or
over
is
to
it
bed.
Dead?
Yeah.
With a flashlight and a shotgun trained on it still. Okay.
Yeah. You actually see...
And poke it with the shotgun.
Poke it, yeah. It's a dead body.
Okay.
From the smell, and it's been dead for... It's not freshly dead.
Is there anything else in the room? Can we take the sheet off? See what can we make out what the body is?
You can try.
Like a comb? Yep. Okay.
You pull it back.
Pull the sheet off. Okay.
Yeah. With the flashlight, you piece it together that this is the body of the injured farmhand who was treated by Jennifer. What strikes you is you see these dark burn marks. These like the skin is burned entirely to charcoal at joints. The joint to the wrist, the joint to the elbow, the joint to the shoulder, on both arms. The joint, is there a joint at the neck? Not really. Around the jaw, you see these dark lines of other burned areas. And that's as far, you know, if you continue to pull the sheet back a little bit further, at the waist, the body is without any clothes on. Without a top on, a shirt, so you can actually see the waist and the chest area, but at the waist there's some burn marks.
Shine the flashlight around. Is there anything else in the room at all? Anything on the walls? Or
there's a side table. There's a small chest, and a really the room is otherwise undecorated.
I'll check the chest anyway.
Okay. And in the chest, you find a small book. They're everywhere.
Okay.
Let's see. Give me a French roll.
Ooh, good day, madam. French
roll. Bonjour, monsieur.
I don't think I have.
You should be like 30 or French, something, probably.
We all have basic French anyway.
You're 15, it looks like.
I am.
He's a dead to me.
Nope.
Yeah, you can tell it's French. But the cover is scrawled as with, like, it's almost engraved by hand. You can tell that there's some French words, but you can't quite make them out.
Okay.
Here, let me try. Give me the book.
Yeah, if you're going to pass it around,
Robert.
Everybody.
I just pass it to Robert.
Everybody can try.
Okay.
Yeah.
I fail. Although I rolled better this time.
Hello.
Hugh, you want to give it a shot?
I'll give it a shot. Give that to me, you fools.
we still have that guy.
Oh, I just failed. A little bit.
Why don't Jacques and Francois go check on Jan?
Jan's still in the corner.
You guys are checking
there.
The room, and you hear, my gosh, he's dead. And they turn him over, and Grant is close enough to see that Jan, he's certainly dead. His skin is pale. He's started to get a little bit stiff. Doesn't appear to have any obvious wounds, but was certainly dead.
Well, at least it happened before we got here, so it wasn't our immediate fault.
I love that. We didn't do it.
This time.
Hey, we tried.
Is there any other place in the house to... That's it. It's just
can we do a more thorough search since we're here?
Yeah, you spend a couple minutes checking some of the outside areas and the rest. You really don't find anything else.
So we need to load the bodies back up and drag them back to the truck and... head back.
Or we could just burn the place down.
No, we could do that.
It's the only way to be sure.
That's right.
Good at bringing things.
Well, I mean, we'll bring Jan back, of course. But do we want to bring these guys back? I don't know.
No, not the cultists. Or the cultivators.
There was one who was killed and two who are unconscious.
Oh, they're unconscious. Yeah. Fuck.
Leave them in the fire. Come on.
All right. Burn it.
We'll recover the two dead bodies and then burn the place down.
Yeah.
We're hardened now.
The two non-cultivators.
Yeah.
If you feel that badly, we could cut their throats first. I mean,
we wouldn't want them to suffer.
Well, yes, we would. But
we do have our...
We have our principles.
No, we have our Farbane Sykes fighting knives.
They're very sharp.
In fact, you can use the lamps, the oil lamps, to get a nice fire going on this wood farmhouse. You yep. load everybody else into the truck, and you make your way back to the safe house with
Robert will set the fire.
Okay.
Robert likes
demolition guy.
Cut the throats.
With the flame starting to lap up through the top of the farmhouse, through the roof in the background, you drive away into the night.
Mm. All we got is a silly buck.
Yeah, and more dead bodies.
And a whistle. Found a whistle.
Oh, the bosun's pipe.
Yeah. All right.
Yes.
All right, guys. Good session. Let's call it. We'll pick it up, try to pick it up in a couple weeks.
Yeah. Some of us will.
And,
all right, Rex.
We meant to send a message to N, giving him a status update. We'd meant to do that. I'm thinking we did. Let's retcon it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we did.
We took our first casualty.
Yep. Yeah. We need a new Oliver.
Who knows? There might be a new Oliver.
That's right. His twin.
Yeah. Hello, I'm. You never knew he had a twin brother.
Olivia Lilliber.
my sister. Or, yeah. There you go.
I like it
better.
Yeah. All right, that was fun. All right, thanks, guys.
Cool.
All right, have a good week.
Good idea.